Hello, everyone, and welcome to Scott Olson's Radio Nowhere. Is that the name we came up with
last semester? You know, that for careful listeners, yes. You know, I would just point out that prize was never collected.
I know. Chris Wanless. He's KQL's very own Chris Wanless.
Still be collected.
Yeah, it still could. So, you know, maybe we need a new contest this semester or something of that nature.
Well, Isaac, if you have any good ideas on that. So, listeners, what we're talking about here was we had a Name This Show contest last spring. I think this was Isaac's idea. And we had a winner, and the prize was that the winner got to park in my parking space, which is a nice parking space outside the IWC, for a week. And that prize has never been claimed. So it's still out there for anybody that, if we can think of a contest, and right. Somebody wants that, hey.
You know, that was last spring. Now, temperatures, right now it's 32 degrees with clear skies, and it's
been awfully
chilly.
The closer to the door
you
are, the better, yeah.
Absolutely. So, my name's Isaac Wenzel. That is President Scott Olson.
Hi,
and
folks.
Also here, Ann Clish, a music director with KQAL.
Hello.
Hey, Ann.
Hi.
So, we have a great playlist. What's the theme for today?
Well, the theme for the year at Winona State is sustainable futures, so it seemed like that might be a good topic. So, the topic sustainable futures, and there'll be some songs here about a future that's kind of bright and hopeful, and some songs about going home and kind of returning to the way things should be, and there'll be some songs about kind of a future that's maybe not quite so good or that has some damage entailed. And so I guess we're starting off with a song from the More American Graffiti soundtrack. So for my generation, the movie American Graffiti. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
Yes, it's fantastic.
Do you like it?
I haven't.
Yeah.
Okay, so Isaac, add this to your list.
Definitely.
Ann's recommending it. This was a very formative movie for people of like exactly my age. Great soundtrack, but really interesting stories about what it means to kind of leave high school and go to college. Mm-hmm. That's what it's really about. They made a sequel. The sequel was called More American Graffiti. There was one good thing about the sequel, as is often the case, and that is this song.
Okay.
Which kicked off the beginning of that movie. And it just seemed like it's winter, there's global warming, what better way to start than with Martha and the Vandellas, Heat Wave.
Excellent. And it's on 89.5 KQL.
Yeah.
KQAL 89.5 FM. That was Martha and the Vandellas with Heat Wave here on Scott Olson's Radio Nowhere. That was a good tune.
That is a good tune. That's rocking it out. And so this is kind of a little bit of an eclectic playlist coming ahead, folks. This next song is one of the sweetest songs I've ever heard. And I'm a little too old to have enjoyed Sesame Street as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually really have enjoyed it as an adult. And one of the things that's really great about Sesame Street is the music. And lots of really great musical talent has been on that show. And, I don't know, like one really memorable one was R.E.M. was on there doing a song called Fuzzy Happy People, I think, or Shiny Happy Monsters or something like that.
Were they really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. And kind of singing with monsters and dancing around with monsters. And it was a takeoff of one of their own songs. Shiny Happy Monsters, I think. But some of the best music on Sesame Street was the stuff they did themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So our next song here is about a couple of unsustainable futures and where future ought to be, sung by Ernie, Jim Henson, in one of his alter egos.
Cute.
If I could visit the moon.
Well, I'd like to visit the moon on a rocket ship high in the air. Yes, I'd like to visit the moon, but I don't think I'd like to live there. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I might like it for one afternoon, I don't want to live on the moon. I'd like to travel under the sea. I could meet all the fish everywhere. Yes, I'd travel under the sea, but I don't think I'd like to live there. I might stay for a day there if I had my wish, but there's not much to do when your friends are all fish, and an oyster and clam aren't real family. So I don't want to live in the sea. I'd like to visit the jungle, hear the lions roar, go back in time and meet a dinosaur. There's so many strange places I'd like to be, but none of them permanently. So if I should visit the moon, well, I'll dance on a moonbeam, and then I will make a wish on a star, and I'll wish I was home once again. Though I'd like to look down at the earth from above, I would miss all the places and people I love. So although I may go, I'll be coming home soon. 'Cause I don't want to live on the moon. No, I don't want to live on the moon.
Thank you.
about me. Please don't make me someone you once knew. Can't you hear me cry? And take me home.
KQL 89.5 FM. This is Scott Olson's Radio Nowhere. What was that last tune that we just played?
Thanks, Isaac. Well, that was actually that was Tom Waits, whose voice you didn't hear there, and Crystal Gayle doing "Take Me Home" from the One from the Heart soundtrack. And I couldn't come on here and not play some Tom Waits.
Yeah, last time I remember we played Old 55.
Right, but I didn't play. You know, this song didn't have Tom Waits growling at us.
Right.
So anyway. And then, I don't know why I love that Ernie song so much, but it's so sweet. And what we thought we'd play next, we're going to get to hear something from Isaac and Ann in a little while, right?
Oh, sure. Oh,
yeah.
We'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something. But this next one is from a Fleetwood Mac that a lot of people don't know. So there's been a lot of different Fleetwood Macs along the way. The one everybody kind of remembers is the one that did Rumors, and that had Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks in it. But there was an incarnation of, there had been a long time before that there was a Fleetwood Mac, which was just kind of a blues band out of England. And this is one of those songs from that era. And I think this is, did Bob Welch do this song? I'm looking up right now on the album. We've got some vinyl in the studios today, folks. Oh, David Kirwan. So this is a David Kirwan song when he was a part of Fleetwood Mac. And this one's called Bear Trees. Thank you. 89.5 FM, KQAL, your radio alternative. This is Scott Olson here with Isaac and Ann, talking about and playing about sustainable futures. So that was Sting, Building a Fortress Around All Our Hearts, and then trying to take it back down again. And so this next song is REM, a song that they had a whole album that was about environmental themes and about nature. It was called, it was their first album with Warner, and the album was called Green. And that was the moment when, you're all too young to remember, but a lot of folks thought that REM had sold out, cashed in, and they lost a lot of fans when they went to Warner Records. But yeah, but this is before then. And this is a song that Michael Stipe, you know, would often say is the best REM song ever. And as far as I'm concerned, it's an environmental song that invokes the Chicken Little myth.
Oh, really?
So, you know, or Henny Penny, or this, mm-hmm. this myth goes by different names, but it basically is somebody running around saying, the sky is falling, the sky is falling.
Oh.
And I think what we've got going on here is REM is tying that story to kind of an environmental message. So it's REM with their favorite song, Fall on Me, to be followed by an Ann pick. So, oh, yeah. REM, Fall on Me.
Siri, can you help me find a really good radio station here in Winona?
Sure, it's rather easy.
All right, great.
Winona's best variety is on 89.5 KQAL.
My goodness, Siri, you sure are smart.
Takes one to know one.
Aw.
against the eco-terrorist in me here on 89.5 KQAL. That one was my pick, and as you can tell from the title of it, that's why I wanted to pick it. Rise Against is a super, super great punk band. They're one of my favorites. Basically, if it kills the earth or it kills humans or animals, Rise Against is going to sing about you, and they're probably not going to be too happy.
That was really a great track, and it brought me back to kind of when the punk movement came in, which was a big reaction to disco.
Mm-hmm.
So back, I think, late 70s, disco, you know, dance music, there was a lot of rock and roll fans who really hated disco. We'll come back to disco later on the show, actually. But punk came in, you know, the Sex Pistols and the Ramones came in as a response to that. And, you know, that U2 record that got dumped into all of your iTunes inboxes. I don't know if you listened to it.
Yeah.
But the lead track off of that is a tribute to Joey Ramone.
Oh.
Because so many bands would go back and cite the punk movement as a big inspiration to them. And that would include U2.
Wow.
A track we're not going to play today, but that is a good track.
Foreshadowing, I may have a U2 track on the way, though, however. Whenever we do this show...
That's very thoughtful of you, Isaac. I wouldn't want to go 2 hours without listening to a U2 track.
But normally when we do this show, you like to have everyone involved. You had Ann pick out a track. You have me picking out a track. And Kim is also here taking pictures for the Winona Post. So you had her pick out a track as well.
Kim's sort of our fourth DJ today, but you won't be hearing her.
Absolutely.
But she's informing the conversation and she's picking tracks.
Definitely contributing. Yes. Definitely contributing.
Definitely.
And she's doing it with this one. It's called it's by Mother Mother. It's called Wrecking Ball and it's on 89.5 KQAL.
Wrecking ball.
That's Mother Mother with Wrecking Ball here on 89.5 KQAL. No, that wasn't Miley Cyrus. This is Scott Olson's Radio Nowhere, Isaac Wenzel and Klish, and none other than President Scott Olson himself. And yeah, we're just playing a bunch of great tunes and incorporating everyone's music keeping everyone involved.
Do you get a lot of requests for Miley Cyrus on KQAL? I'm guessing that isn't probably the top pick of your fan base.
I think only at the club fair.
Yeah.
Club fair, we get a lot of top 40 requests. But other than that, you know, we're usually good.
Yeah, if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you have a different notion of Wrecking Ball than if you're a Miley Cyrus fan.
Definitely.
Very true.
It was a month or two after his track, and his whole album was called Wrecking Ball, came out that she had hers come out.
Oh, well,
so
then.
I think, you know, that's kind of highway robbery or something. I don't know. I like
Maybe.
His better. No offense, Miley, if you're listening.
None taken, I hope, on her end. I think she's doing pretty well for herself nonetheless. So we're going to keep rolling along with your tunes.
Oh, okay. So everybody's got a favorite Beatle, right?
Oh, yeah.
McCartney,
oh,
probably.
Okay, so Anne, who's yours?
George Harrison.
Okay. Isaac?
Well, that contradicts me. Paul McCartney.
Okay. Well, I'm with Anne on this one. So for me, it would be George. And they each kind of, it's interesting, they each kind of correspond to, George was kind of the spiritual one, and mm-hmm. Paul was sort of the lover, and John was sort of the intellectual, and Ringo was sort of mm-hmm. the goofy joker.
Yeah.
Corresponding to the four different humors, you know, the spirit or air, the heart, the mind and the body. And so I'm a big fan of George Harrison. If you haven't seen Martin Scorsese's documentary about George Harrison, go check it out. Really good. This is a George track called Dark Horse.
You thought that you